I understand that what we're trying to establish, obviously, our fiduciary responsibility as a committee of parliament to conduct oversight, so to speak, and get to grips with the issues that we are taking. But ultimately, we're dealing with the effective governance in the institution that has been set up as an act. And so, that we will request an initiation of any apology that we need to know of.
Thank you, Chair. We have an apology from Councilor Bonavista and Mr. Kennedy, as well as Mr. Shibana.
Okay. I would suggest that we request Mem Galota to get us a card so that we send it to Mem Mashurubana to wish her well. She was admitted to us so on. So I think as a member of the committee, we should, on your behalf, send a little card to wish her well. Is that agreed?
Yep.
Agreed. Thank you. Just the other, I think it's important to note, we have also received, we have invited Salga to join us, but they have sent us a note. Yes, it's self-explanatory, that basically they are not ready. The Auditor General has not completed their work. And so as soon as they are ready to come over, they will let us know.
Ready for what?
For their report to complete. Rest on Salga, and the DPLG, we have postponed looking at the annual report. They requested their availability for the money. They are not available. So we didn't say when they did report. That's where we are. So now that we dealt with those, let's go into the annual report of the House. What's your sense?
Thank you, Chapter 7, Honorable Superintendent, and Honorable Members of the Portfolio Commission. Chapter 7, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the delegation of the National House of Representatives. First, let me do the unusual by introducing myself first before introducing other members of the House.
We accept and appreciate the complications.
Thank you. Chairperson, I'm going to become the chairperson of the National House of Representatives. And Parliamentary officer and one officer. management, and also the program manager of the National House. Second term, I feel it's the honor and privilege to present to you the annual report of the National House of Transnational House of the year 2016-2017. For the National House, this report has special significance. Since it marks the end of the second term of the House and further signals a full change of the existence of the National House of Transnational as a such platform. This is an opportunity for the National House to assess our achievements and to better address the challenges that lie ahead. In the last 10 years, we we've made incredible progress in uniting traditionalism in the country and creating a transformed and functional institution that is geared towards the center of the decision-making processes of our country, while being more capable of making its core legislation and the warrant of the nation. We have had to swiftly test ourselves of the teething pains characteristic of any developmental stage and focus on the preservation of the sanctity of our ancient system of traditional leadership. In the year 2006-2007, we have focused on one principal objective, namely that of restoring and strengthening ties with various government departments and thus joining government in our collective responsibility to meet the expectations and address the needs of our rural communities, while at the same time championing moral sound systems of government. The first principle of our work was to create strategic linkages between the National House and the Provincial House of Traditional Leaders. This meant in the main that the National House and Provincial Houses of Traditional Leaders would align their strategic processes in order to create synergies and joint focus in meeting our collective mandate. The chief figure of this development has been the establishment of our forum, which brings together chairpersons from the national and provincial houses under one roof to jointly plan and monitor development in the various portfolios. This chapter is one area that we must all address and intend in order to ensure that traditional leaders move together in one solid direction. Just to cite an example, chapter, the National House has got 7 portfolio committees. The first one is Management Committee, the Internal Arrangement Committee, the CCC, which is Traditions, Customs, and Culture Committee, Social Development Committee, Constitutional Development Committee, Land and Agricultural Affairs Committee, and the Gender Committee. all these committees have created what I have just alluded to now, a forum, which links us with our provincial structure, provincial house. So this is the issue we're trying to emphasize here, that those forums, they are playing a metaphor in order for the houses to align their activities.